to get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Rick and Fade, written by Paul Wright.
Rachel, will it please let you sit down to watch the game? What's the matter?
Oh, Francis. Well, I'll tell you why I inquired about you.
What?
Uncle Fletcher got back a little while ago. His bedroom was all painted and garnished and fixed up nice now, and he's given a housewarming.
Housewarming?
Well, homewarming, as I used to call it. I'm not invited because it's for gentlemen only. But you and Dove are. And I think you both ought to go. Now, that's a safe party, or anything. It's kind of a drop in to say hello and then leave and stuff. Only last year, it's 3 years.
Hi, Sally. Who's who?
It's a
hi. Uncle Fletcher is happy and excited about his room warming and the chance to see what you're about.
Officially, no, but here I am, a dear old member of the family, and I have special privileges.
But that's just the point.
Yes, Mr. Parks.
Uncle Jesse wants you to be there when his other friends arrive. He wants to show you off, Miss Angle.
No.
Hey, dear, you are his fine nephew-in-law that holds an enormous, wonderful, grand, elegant position at the kitchenware company with private office, a special telephone, and stenographer, and pretty much shirt every day and everything else. He wants to show you off. You too, Willie. You're a big, dandy, magnificent high school scholar. He's proud of you. Well, his other guest will be...
Well,
he has
to do what?
Well, tell us about our garbage man, Mr. Dunbar. Nice fellas and all, but tell us the desire at the South Kentucky Hotel and like that.
My friends Alf Mushers and Stacy App and YYY Siebert are all in residence at the Bright Kentucky Hotel. There's no stigma of showing a class in the South Kentucky.
I know, but you understand how I mean. So many of Uncle Fetcher's side chicks sleep in the park of the yard and... Be very careful about wearing clean shirts. Will you please, Miss Harmon? Not that there's anything against him. He'll be just terrible proud and happy to have you at his room warming, and I think you ought to...
Double drink. Very likely it's an old get-off-my-foot sitting on your own side of the lab.
Well, Hello? Hey, Uncle Fletcher!
Oh, he's ready.
It's Uncle Fletcher, all right.
We don't say hello.
He's carried on a big conversation with his landlady.
Called you up and asked me nothing about it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hire him to the telephone.
I don't think he's got the receiver to his ear. Hey! Oh, he hasn't any more got the receiver to his ear than a rabbit.
Who's Uncle Fletcher for you?
My hello? Hello, Uncle Fletcher. Come on, yes. Been shouting at you 5 minutes. Did you forget to telephone me? Oh? Yes, it is muddy out. Sure, I will, Uncle Fletcher. You bet. And do you have a real nice room warming? All right, Uncle Fletcher. Goodbye.
But he's putting the telephone receiver in his chest pocket along about now.
You are to bring all your easy slippers to the cellar's house when you go.
Why?
Because it's dirty and muddy out, and the cellar don't want fellas traipsing across the living room rug and up to the top of the stairs in dirty shoes. Each guest takes off his shoes at the door and leaves them on the porch. Easy slippers will be provided to come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. I'm going to start thinking about supper. I want to tell us to eat and be able to purchase prompt at 6:30.
Why prompt at 6:30?
Well, so he can show you off. He wants you to come early.
How about his guest to come late?
Yeah. And Russ.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you both stay the whole hour and a half up the room.
Oh, hey, now.
It won't hurt either of us. Only a little bit of time between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. Well, Russ doesn't watch the fat man play handball any other night, and... Rick, that loud stuff you and I see each other want to take care of, and certainly will.
Well,
Dennis. Of course
you can.
Sure. So you will start along Uncle Fletcher's room warming and help make it a lovely success. Yes, Sarah, nice guy.
Give me a chunk of blue serge thickness.
Oh, sure.
Shoot me over with a slug of fudge peanut supper with me.